Voices of Wisdom Bible Church, the church of a distinct Christian generation.
You're welcome again to God's presence. We are still in the school of learning God's management principles. And I'm glad to announce to you that we are in the 20th session of the class. And we thank God for how much the Holy Spirit has been very present to teach us. He has never missed any class. Hallelujah. And so, Holy Spirit, we thank you again for your availability for us every time that we gather to learn at the feet of the Master Jesus. We ask again that today experience, we again honor the name of the Lord and bless our lives in Jesus' name. So, our emphasis in the last three sessions has been one, knowledge economy concept, KEP, knowledge economy concept, knowledge auditing procedure, KAP, and knowledge banking concept, KBC. Under knowledge economy concept, that was where we included knowledge as part of the resources that man must manage with prudence. Initially, when we started the study, we limited ourselves to men, money, material, potential, and time. But eventually, knowledge was added under knowledge economic concept as one of the critical, very important resources that man must manage with prudence. Then we looked at knowledge auditing procedure, and then last Sunday precisely, we considered knowledge banking concept, and that deals with raising the bar of treasuring knowledge from the library's storage concept to doing business with knowledge as banks do with money and other valuables that are kept with them. That was where we put the focus for last Sunday. So it's therefore very, very important for us, as I mentioned last week, that we have rich understanding of these concepts. Why? They have critical or central role to play in both our passion and calling to live godly life, and of course our drive for destiny fulfillment. Something close to knowledge auditing procedure that we do commonly is to count our blessings and number them. So it's what I'm teaching should not be completely strange to us. So I'm very well aware that counting our blessings and numbering our successes is never a strange concept to us. So a good number of us do that regularly. But the emphasis is that we must go beyond that and add knowledge auditing, add knowledge banking procedure, and learn the technicalities of doing it. And of course, today's focus will be on technicalities that are involved in knowledge banking. So today's topic is knowledge banking technicalities. So counting your blessings, numbering your successes, certainly will provoke appreciation to God. That is if you are a positive-minded person. Because we still have people who are so pessimistic, and all that they see around them are negative things, things that are not working. They never have a testimony of things that are working, forgetting that there are many things that are outside their capacity to control, and God has made those things to favor them. Praise the name of the Lord. So when you are a positive minded person, you will count your blessing, you will number your successes, and then it will provoke appreciation to God. But then, if you wish to improve your spiritual consecration, you have to go beyond just counting blessings and numbering successes. So if you want to improve your spiritual consecration, and you want to upgrade your practical versatility for success, knowledge auditing, knowledge banking, all these are the inescapable necessary additions you must factor into your destiny pursuit approach. So if you will ask me, what are the objectives that is compelling us to commit so much time to these discussions around knowledge economy, knowledge auditing, knowledge banking, knowledge technicality? It is because I have found them valuable for or to achieve improvement in your spiritual consecration, and also to upgrade your practical versatility for success. So you must factor all these concepts, make them necessary additions that are required in your destiny pursuit approach. I pray that you get results, godly results, super excellent results from the application of these principles in the name of Jesus. So, looking at the technicalities involved, I have come to discover that the concept of knowledge banking in particular revolves around doing five major things simultaneously. These five major things, that's our starting point or springboard today, they are things that you need to commit yourself to doing if you will be effective in improving your spiritual consecration via knowledge that you gain, and also upgrading in your versatility for success pursuit, destiny fulfillment. And I put those five things that I expect you to do simultaneously under the acronym APCAP. 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 One, acquisition of knowledge. Two, preservation of knowledge. Three, cultivation of knowledge. Four, application of knowledge. And five, propagation of knowledge. Are we together? Or do I come again? A from APCAP stands for acquisition of knowledge. P stands for, the first P stands for preservation of knowledge. The C there stands for cultivation of knowledge. The A, that is penultimate, stands for application of knowledge. And the second P and the last letter there stand for propagation of knowledge. So we take it one after the other. Acquisition of knowledge. Are we together? Are you comfortable? Okay. Now, acquisition of knowledge. We achieve that through paying attention whenever knowledge is being communicated. So, when you pay attention whenever knowledge is being communicated, you will be able to acquire knowledge. You also need to be somebody who is organized, sensitive, sensible, and you are able to derive meaning from observations, draw inference from observation. Many of us, we are travelers. Traveling itself is an opportunity for education. Are we together? And so it takes somebody who is sensitive, okay, to acquire knowledge. So acquisition of knowledge is achieved through paying attention whenever knowledge is being disseminated or communicated. And I said you need to be sensitive, sensible. You also need to be somebody who is able to draw inference, lessons, deduct your persuasion from the observations of your environment. So whether in the home, in church, classroom, even in the market or on the street. Last week, I told you something about street smartness and native intelligence. So what does this connote? This does connote that knowledge is not a fruit restricted to be grown by any particular tree alone. So if knowledge were fruit, so it is not a fruit restricted to be grown by any particular tree alone. So many trees grow the fruit called knowledge. So no single individual, no single discipline, no single institution has a monopoly of knowledge. Not one single individual, not one single discipline. Okay, there's a particular discipline, okay? They call that discipline the discipline of the learned. Praise the name of the Lord. But as learned as they may be, they may have to bow to the wisdom, the native intelligence of a tomato seller in the market to be able to handle certain things properly. Am I talking to somebody? So, knowledge is not a fruit restricted to be grown by any particular tree alone. And what that portends is that there is not that one man, that one single individual, or any particular discipline or institution that has a monopoly of knowledge. So it's going to be an error of understanding to think that the only knowledge you need is the knowledge of your specialty. I think while we were doing the reflection last week, a brother alluded to that. He had the privilege to learn skill on how to repair communication devices. But today the brother is studying medicine. And whatever knowledge he has gained from that is also helping him to sustain himself, okay, in the area of providing for his school needs. So it's an error of understanding to think that the only knowledge you need is the knowledge of your specialty. You see, you need to understand why expertise is important and its limitation. The expertise you have in a field only amounts to knowing so much about little. Hello? So, you have expertise in a particular field. Okay. You've got your diplomas in it. You've got your first, second degree, and of course your terminal degree. In fact, they refer to you as a professor emeritus in an area. The truth of the matter is that we salute you. Without you, that area of specialty, okay, may not benefit humanity as it ought to benefit humanity. But the other side of the truth is that you have been able to know so much about little. So, life in a practical dynamics places a demand on every man to need or to require little knowledge of virtually every available field to succeed. Do you want me to come again? I have said the expertise you have been able to acquire in a particular field is not the only knowledge you need to prosecute destiny, to pursue fulfillment in life. You will need to know little of other things and add to much of the major area of your expertise. Am I talking to somebody? So the expertise you have in a field only amount to knowing so much about little, whereas the practical dynamics of life place a demand on every man to need or to require little knowledge of virtually every available field to succeed. Otherwise, you get to some certain critical emergency situation in life and you are stranded. So, much that you know about a particular field is best utilized as your donation to others. Now, why do you need to know so much and be focused in the area that is connected to medical practice? Why do you need to know so much in the area that is connected to engineering? Okay, it is important because that expertise, that so much that you know about your particular field of endeavor is needed and is best utilized as your donation to others. But in addition to that, you must receive little in multiple fold from others as their donation to your sources. So a little here, a little there. Are we together? You merge it with the major that you have. So as you are donating to your world, also receive from others. So I liken knowledge to fruit that grow on different trees. I liken knowledge to fruits that grow on different trees. And not one particular fruit contains all the nutrients that is required. So you must do a combination of eating different fruits for you to have the benefit of all the nutrients. Are we together? So don't despise any available source of knowledge. That's the message. Don't despise any available source of knowledge. I think I have said this before, over and over again, and I think it's relevant and important that I say it again. The price you pay, or the easiest price you pay to buy knowledge and get wisdom, is attention. Hello? Now, God knows that knowledge is vital. God knows that wisdom is very vital when it comes to prosecution of destiny, fulfillment of purpose, and every man will need it. And God, in his justice, made sure that everybody, okay, is in possession of what he can use to purchase wisdom. And I introduce you to one of the easiest things that God has made available for every man to pay and get wisdom. And I call it attention. So by the time you pay attention, you gain knowledge. By the time you pay attention, you will get wisdom. We are looking at technicalities of banking knowledge. Technicalities involved in banking knowledge. And number one of them is knowledge acquisition. And we are breaking down to the fact that if you know how to pay attention, you will never lack knowledge. If you learn how to pay attention, it will become easy for you to gain wisdom. So, in other words, the commonest currency available to every man to purchase wisdom is to pay attention whenever knowledge is being communicated. Wherever information is being disseminated, pay attention. Praise the name of the Lord. Can we move on? Number two, preservation of knowledge. Preservation of knowledge. How do you preserve knowledge? I can see some of you doing one of the things I would like to recommend: writing. Writing. Taking notes. Recording through using audio devices, video devices. Then archiving the information properly. These are the days when we use our cell phone to take notes. But my concern is, after taking the notes, those notes you are taking, hope is not part of what you will discard the moment your phone is saying your storage system is full. Are we together? So what do you do afterward with the notes you are taking on your... Have you devised other means by which these things can be permanently stored and you can always make reference to them? Are we together? So it amounts to deception where you just carry your phone and you type, okay, or you carry any kind of jotter, any kind of notebook that can be easily discarded, that you will never be able to visit again, and you are writing on it. You see, some people come to church, any available book they have in their hand, they turn to the back and they are writing. And that's where it ends. Praise the name of the Lord. You are not doing the right thing if that is the way by which, or the approach you are adopting to preserve knowledge. So, those who keep record, like I always say, are most likely going to be challenged to break records. That's one of the reasons you must preserve information. So when you keep record, you are most likely going to be challenged to break records. Why? It takes knowing what is available to be precise in seeking what should be added. So when you don't know what is available, it's going to be very difficult for you to seek what should be added. Are we together? Number three, cultivation of knowledge. If you like, call it processing knowledge. And the chief way to do it is by meditation. You meditate to archive knowledge. You meditate to achieve knowledge appreciation. When knowledge is communicated, it's handed over to you in its raw form. So it is by meditation that you process it into its usable form. So you use meditation to prepare information for appropriate application. You use meditation to prepare information for appropriate application. Last Sunday, you recollect that I said you should learn to engage your mind as a processing plant, not as a mere consumption point. It's only a gullible person that will use his mind as a mere consumption point or a garbage where everything that is dropped there is accepted. You know, a garbage does not discriminate. Hello? A donkey Does he discriminate? Any debt you bring there, it will accept. And if you bring your valuable there, it will also what? Accept. So, learn to use your mind as a processing plant for information, not just as a mere consumption point. You see, I see gullible people as people that are not credible. So, gullible people are not usually credible people. That is, people who accept just anything without processing it. So they are gullible. So at the end of the day, they are the one who bear force still around, because they don't take time to examine. Even when they use their cell phone, they are the one who share everything that they ask them to share without digesting it. That how sensible is this thing? When you see them on the social media, in the Facebook or whatever, you begin to wonder, does this person have a policy for being on the social media? Are we together? As he's sharing what supports his faith, so he's also sharing things that antagonize his faith. Hello? And so, people that are sensible begin to query their credibility. Am I talking to somebody? So, gullible people are not usually credible people. And how do you escape that pitfall of being a gullible person? Learn how to use your mind like a processing plant of information, not just a consumption point. So, gullible people are not credible people usually. Rather, they are terrible people. So we noted therefore last week, and it's also relevant to what we are discussing today, that money kept in the bank is not expected to stay idle. In like manner, knowledge kept in your mind is equally not expected to diminish in value. If it's a good piece of information, it will not diminish in value if you understand knowledge banking concept and you apply it in the to the manner you process and preserve information. So you have to ensure that the knowledge you gain is groomed to grow by diligent meditation and constant review. What do I call it? Constant review. Let me point this example to you. Most young mothers, okay, they have issues with their parents over how to take care of their baby. Hello? Grandma will come and will be insisting on certain things that you have been taught in medical science that are obsolete, that are even dangerous. Are you with me? Now, what is the problem with grandma? The information the grandma is trying to impose on you was useful in her day. But she did not actually understand the concept of knowledge auditing. And so what was applicable in the 70s, in the 60s, in the 80s is what she's still trying to impose on you in the 21st century. Are you with me? So if care is not taken, you will also become grandmother. And the problem you have with your mother, you will soon begin to have it with your children. Upgrade yourself. Am I talking to somebody? So you have to ensure that the knowledge you gained or you have gained is groomed. You grow me to grow by diligent meditation and constant review. Only the word of God is not should not be subjected to human review. Information about other aspects of life should be constantly what? Reviewed. Constantly reviewed. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, if you look at what I'm putting on today, okay? If you look at my leg, you'll see socks there. There was a time that if you put on this kind of dress and you put socks, they will look down on you. He said it's not acceptable. Praise the name of the Lord. But the situation has changed. I can see something that look like tennis or canvas on native dress. Hello? Ibi aye to yideno. Am I talking to somebody? If you do it some 10, 20, 30 years ago, you are going to be taken as a Fulani boy who just stroll into the city and you look very hot. So that being the case, knowledge must be audited regularly to ensure that it is bringing profit or capable of doing so in its season of relevance. We mentioned last week that knowledge harvesting season is every time. Knowledge relevance season, you must be sensitive to know the time when it's relevant, and then you go to the archive, you bring it and use it. Praise the name of the Lord. Number four, application of knowledge. Application of knowledge. You see, God commands doers, not just the hearers. God commands doers, not just the hearers. As far as God was concerned, hearers who don't do were regarded as someone who merely observed himself in the mirror. How many of you look at the mirror this morning? One way or the other. Okay. What you saw in the mirror, where is it? Gone. Hallelujah. That is the attitude of some people to information. Either the one they get in church, or the information their parents pass to them, or even the one they learn in school. Because they are not doing it, so they forget it. James chapter 1 from verse 22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. You are hearing it, you are writing it down, you are keeping them, but you are not using them. The scripture says you are simply deceiving yourself. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that is the scripture, the word of God, and continued therein, doing it, practicing it, applying it, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. How are you going to be blessed in your deed? How are you going to be blessed in your work? How are you going to be blessed in your career? How are you going to be blessed in your faith? It is where you do what you have learned. Praise the name of the Lord. And then number five. Propagation of knowledge. Propagation of knowledge. Hap cap. Acquisition of knowledge. Preservation of knowledge. Cultivation of knowledge. Application of knowledge, but it must not stop there. Propagation of knowledge. the specialty you have gained in a particular field that you call your discipline is your donation to others. So what you are taught should not end with you. Teach others. That is where preaching the gospel comes in. Are we together? That is where encouraging and motivating others into godliness comes in. So knowledge is not supposed to end with you. Let's bring it into the family setting. Part of the major responsibility of a couple is to raise children. So children propagation. But I consider it something delicate if knowledge transfer will not be deliberately inculcated into the program of children upbringing. Knowledge transfer, very important. The reason why God could boldly associate with Father Abraham as his friend was the confidence that God has in him that he will be a conduit of knowledge to his children. A conduit of knowledge. Tell somebody, be a conduit of knowledge. Genesis 18. I read from verse 17. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Now, verse 19, which is the focus. For I know him. So God knows so much about you. God knows that you talk. God knows that you love to sleep. God knows that you love rice and beans. Okay? But can God say about you that you love knowledge and you have passion to disseminate knowledge? Because God will eventually value that more than anything else. Are we together? Now, we are all children of God, but some have moved beyond being children of God to becoming friends of God. And one of those things they did to become friends of God is that they treasure knowledge and then they are willing to transfer knowledge. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. So whatever God tells them to do with respect to preserving the faith will not end with them. And so such people, God will say, this one are qualified to be my friend. Are we together? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. The same thing that God was sure Abraham would do, Apostle Paul was encouraging Timothy into doing it. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now, after being strong, what do you do with the strength? So he told him what you should do with the strength. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Knowledge propagation. Knowledge what? You have known Jesus. You have the knowledge of his death, the knowledge of his resurrection, the knowledge of his power to save, and you have been saved. Have you passed same knowledge to others? Are we together? You come here every other Sunday. There are vital information that has helped you and that can help others around you and make our society a better place for all of us. How willing are you to disseminate the information. So the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, I charge you the same thing. Commit them to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Now let's see if God will help us to be able to tie everything up together with a conclusion today. Although next week there may be a need for us to now do a review of the motivation that has encouraged us to go into these 20 weeks of learning God's management principle. But let's see if we can draw some key conclusion that will help us in the area of better application of what we have learned, especially on knowledge economy concepts. Knowledge bankruptcy is the most terrible form of knowledge. The form of bankruptcy. You know what is called financial bankruptcy? Okay. As bad as it may be, the worst of bankruptcy is knowledge bankruptcy. And this is the reason the Bible in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 2 says, also, that the soul be without knowledge is not good. That's the scripture. That the soul be without knowledge is not what? Is not good. And he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. Are you bale? Lati keko? Are you with me? Subo ni itara lati se takun takun. O pada dororu. O pada baleje. O pada sise. Are you with me? Opolopo ti o si keko lo fe doga. Also, that the soul be without knowledge is not good. What's it? Every time, come to breakfast, come to Bible study, listen properly, and so on and so on. Is it a sin? The Bible didn't say it's a sin. The Bible says it's not good, but it can lead you into sin. Because ignorance will make you do stupid things that can injure both your earthly and eternal destiny. Are we together? Tell somebody, keko. Tell somebody, keko. Beko. Loeko. Isaiah 5:13 says, therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. And their honorable men are famished. And their multitude dry up with thirst. That's why I said the most terrible form of bankruptcy is knowledge what? Bankruptcy. In fact, my prayer is that you will have wisdom in advance of money. Hello? Money that come in advance of wisdom always end up in putting you into trouble. Or you waste it. Are we together? Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed. They are God's people. Hello? They are God's people. Now, tell you about the door alone, so you can't paru. Hello? So a person belong to God and still get destroyed. But God is saying here, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And they think it is the devil that is fighting them. They think it's one witch or wizard that is troubling their life. Yet, the trouble of their life is their lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. That's God speaking. So, God is not comfortable that people who don't love knowledge stay around him. God enjoys the comfort of people who want to learn. Are we together? That thou shalt be no priest to me. These are the days when people are eager to become pastors. Okay? But where is the knowledge to support their stay on the pulpit? Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. I mentioned to you that it's delicate, okay, to embark on children propagation where you don't deliberately take knowledge propagation as a fundamental ministry. Hello? Osan pamojo, iwo go leko to fi ko won. Awon laburu e da awon oba yi je. Aburu ta awon yen ko ba aye, eh? Hello? Awon gan la ba ma pe ni gba keji Jesu. Awon alai leko to nbimo. Ti won kin na fe fi ko omo, tomo o fi ni ya iyakuya, tomo o fi ni da idakuda. Am I talking to somebody? So, the damage that people who don't love knowledge bring to the world, I call it transgenerational damage. Transgenerational damage is associated with knowledge rejection. Moral poverty and several other socio-spiritual damage that we see around today are all consequences of rejection of the knowledge of God. Forced by parents. Romans 1:28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Stupid things. They will be doing them. I saw a video yesterday. I wept over this generation. A young man came on the street. Okay? And he came out with a sex device. Maybe a motivator or activator. Okay? And ask a lady, take this thing. Okay? Insert it on your private part under camera. And then, like you are playing this game that you play, what do you call it? Computer game. So, the young man was holding the device that control the sex device that the lady will plant in her private part. And they count maybe 5,000 naira. And the lady on the streets, a major highway where people were passing and doing their business, and the lady planted it, and then the boy was, and the thing was motivating her, arousing her sexually up to a point that she was on the floor, doing all manner of things that should not come on this pulpit. Okay, and the boy was one stupid boy, and the boy did it until the lady urinated on herself, and urine was all over the floor. Why will it be? And even as they don't like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Both the boy and the girl are product of a family. So the worst scenario in this matter is to have access to knowledge and not profit by it. And don't forget, while we're looking at knowledge auditing procedure, we landed on the fact that to whom much is given, much is expected. The Holy Spirit has been very generous to us in this place. It therefore means that much is expected of us when it comes to living the godly life, when it comes to pursuing destiny and fulfilling destiny with excellent result that is a blessing to humanity. To whom much is given, much is what? Now, do an introspection. Audit your knowledge level and know which category you belong to out of the following five categories. One, I have those that I call no appetite for knowledge category. No appetite for knowledge category. If you have appetite for knowledge, you will love to read your Bible. You will not be comfortable, okay, any day you have not read your Bible. Are we together? You have appetite to read other good books. Are we together? You have a longing to attend Bible study. You will not take leaders' breakfast every Sunday morning with levity, where you have appetite for knowledge. Second category, people who have low appetite for knowledge. They have it, but it is low. By the reason of today's teaching, my recommendation is raise your appetite level. Tell somebody, raise your appetite level. Hallelujah. You know, when somebody doesn't have no appetite for food, they ask the person to take tonic. And basically, the tonic they give them contains vitamin B complex, B12 in particular, that will help them to develop appetite for food. Am I still in line? Are we together? Am I still in line? Okay. A little here, a little there. Don't say because I'm a pastor. Okay, and all I know is John 3:16. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. So today's teaching is your vitamin B12 to raise your appetite for knowledge. Then we have those that have much appetite for knowledge but low productivity. They have much appetite for knowledge as it is required, but low productivity. And the reason is that they don't go through those other technicalities, particularly the technicality of processing. So they acquire the knowledge, but they don't do business with it. So I'm not just asking you to just acquire knowledge, do business with it. Am I talking to somebody? Do business with it. Otherwise, you belong to the people who have much appetite for knowledge but low productivity. You see them in virtually every crusade. You see them in conferences. You see them in seminars here and there. But the result you are seeing in their life does not actually reflect that they have gained so much from those sources of knowledge they have accessed. So then we also have the much learning but poor assimilation category. Much learning, poor assimilation. I recommend prayer for such people. The Bible says, does anyone lack knowledge? He said, let him pray. So some people are very genuine in their pursuit of knowledge, but they really can't assimilate. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. It's part of what the Holy Spirit can do. It can quicken your mind. Say, Holy Spirit, quicken my mind. Quicken my mind. So shall it be in Jesus' name. And then the last category, and that is the category I would recommend all of us to rise to, the Apostle Paul category. Ever-growing passion for productive knowledge category. Ever-growing passion for productive knowledge category. A lifestyle of sustained hunger for knowledge. Sustained hunger for knowledge. Sustained thirst for knowledge. Having hunger that cannot die. Hunger that cannot be satisfied. So these are people that are motivated by foundational knowledge to seek higher level of knowledge. So they are motivated by foundational knowledge to seek higher level of knowledge. They need that to grow and to do greater exploits. So, and I said Apostle Paul is a great example in that regard. Let's look at Philippians chapter 3. We'll read about 10 verses from verse 4 to 15, 10 or 11 verses. Let's hear his testimony, Apostle Paul. Verse 4, Philippians chapter 3. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he had whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. In other words, by virtue of his natural antecedent, by virtue of his noble birth, okay, he should feel so proud that when others are talking, he should look down on them. Are we together? But Paul said, like I said earlier in this teaching, that knowledge, wisdom, is not a fruit that grows only on just one tree and that tree alone. Circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, an Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuted the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Why did he humble himself? He wants to gain knowledge of Christ. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things. What have you suffered to gain knowledge of Christ? Hello? What have you suffered? What have you lost to gain the knowledge of Christ? If traditionally you wake up 6 a.m., okay, and we are saying there's something you need to gain every Sunday morning, can't you just lose 2 hours of sleep? Can't you forfeit Sunday breakfast? I said Sunday morning amala is the reason I will always go late. Can't you forfeit that? Apostle Paul said, so much things that are of high value, he forfeited them for the knowledge of Christ. Am I talking to somebody? Hello? Food for the belly. Belly for the food, Abby. The Bible says both of them, they will be destroyed. The same destiny of the food you eat, okay, and you excrete, the same destiny is the destiny of your flesh. Unje idi. Abby, when we die, what become of our flesh? For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may. He knew him, okay? But the fact he has not known him enough. But some of us conduct ourselves as if we even know more than Jesus. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Not just one side of his knowledge. Not just the sweet side of his knowledge. Even the sour side of his knowledge. Sufferings. Be made conformable unto his death. You have learned so much about prosperity. What have you learned about adversity? If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained. So Paul is not the type that would behave as if He has known all that he needed to know. He has become all that he needed to become. Hello? Some of us behave as if there is nothing more to achieve than what we have now. And I do tell you that the greatest enemy of the best, okay, is for you to exaggerate the better in your mind. Either we're already perfect, but I follow after. Tell somebody, follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. So there's somewhere Jesus is taking you to. And the only thing that can keep you moving and going with him, okay, is to want to know more of him. But the moment you begin to behave like you have arrived, he abandoned you and he moved on. Olorun ni pa o ti seyin. Verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. There are some of you, if we ask you to come and deliver a seminar, you will still go and look for yesterday's jotter and warm it. No fresh revelation, no fresh insight, no constant relationship with the Holy Spirit, connection with the Holy Spirit, as to be able to hear him. My papa, Dr. John Akpami, we always recommend for us to keep our ear close to the mouth of the Holy Spirit. Some of us, our ears are too far away from the mouth of the Holy Spirit. Even when the Holy Spirit is shouting, we will not hear. I press forward. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's always a level of knowledge that is still higher than us. Hello? There is that level of knowledge that is always what? Higher than us. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect. Listen, you are perfect. Oh, be thus minded. That there's still a level of perfection you are yet to attain. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Rise up and let us pray. Rise up and let us pray. Say, O Lord. I can hear that, brother. That mama, I'm talking to you. That sister, you are part of us. That brother, you are part of us. O Lord, plant insatiable hunger for knowledge of Christ in my heart, in Jesus' name. We are praying it in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, plant insatiable hunger for the knowledge of Christ in my heart. Hunger that cannot be satisfied. Hunger that is regularly there. Hunger that will make me to follow hard after Christ. Father, plant in my heart insatiable hunger for the knowledge of Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, O Lord. I can hear you. Those that call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says, shall be saved, but thy heart shall be blessed. You have been blessed this morning. Say, I am being blessed this morning. Say, O Lord, grant me grace to always pay attention to relevant information that can move my destiny forward. Oh, yeah, cry to God in the name of Jesus. O Lord, grant me the grace to always pay attention to the relevant information, relevant counsel that can help my destiny to move forward. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Grab a pima palata kada sante peremo. Rekata nekemba. Gingayaba. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. And finally, say, O Lord. pray that with your two hands lifted. Lifted high above your head. Oh Lord, help me. And give me the wisdom to be a good manager of knowledge and opportunity that can help my destiny. We are crying to God in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me. Lord, give me the wisdom to be a good manager of the knowledge and opportunities that can fast forward my life, that can improve my life, that can make my life to be fully fulfilled. Orima patas kadente nakumbalata metaposegaba. Thank you, righteous Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
We believe you'll be blessed by the ministry of this message. You will do well to be the doer of all you've heard. For further inquiry and spiritual help, contact this number 08035685882 or worship with us at Oasis of Wisdom Bible Church, adjacent University of Ilorin Teaching Hospital, Okeosi, Ilorin. God bless you.